नमस्कार, आई एम बासुकीनाथ, ACS अनुपुरम. नाउ वी आर इन द लास्ट मॉड्यूल ऑफ स्क्वायर्स एंड स्क्वायर रूट्स. हियर वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस ऑन फाइंडिंग स्क्वायर रूट्स बाय लॉन्ग डिवीजन मेथड. In previous modules, we already have studied how we are finding the squares, how we are finding the square roots by prime factorization method, by inverse of squares, and now finding a square root by division method. In this method, we have to look for many steps. So first, we'll try to look on the digits, number of digits in the number and number of digits in its square. In first page of our module, we have a table with the number of digits in the number and number of digits in the square. So by looking that, easily you can decide if a number having two digits, then in the square of the number either we will have 3 digits or 4 digits only. So in a square of 2 digit number, there will be either 3 digit or 4 digits. Same, if you are looking for 3 digit number, in the square we will have either 5 digits or 6 digits. Means double and one less. So if you are thinking for 5 digit number, then in a square 10 digits or 9 digits. So by moving to long division method, first we have to decide how many digits are there in square. How many digits are there in the number? In this method, always we have to make the pairs of digits starting from the end. So first we will place a bar on pairs of the digits from the end. Here we used one example for 529. Find the square root of 529. The number of digits is 3. So in first step, just place the bar from end. From end, a first pair is 29. Place a bar on 29, and then after that we have only one digit 5. Now there will be a single bar on 5 also. So in this 529, we will have two groups. First group is 5. Second group is 29. Now start from the first group. First group 5. Think for any number whose square is either equal to 5 or less than 5. So that number is 2, because 2 square is 4, less than 5. If we are using 3, then 3 square is 9, more than 5. So here we have to start with 2. So our first digit for a square root is 2. 2 twos are 4. Now this 4 will be subtracted from 5. So the remainder is 1. Now bring down the other digits. Next pair is 29. So after bringing down, now we have the number 129. The remainder is 129. And look for other part. Initially we worked on 2 twos are 4. So add these two numbers, 2 plus 2. This is a divisor. Divisor is 4. Now again think for a digit which will be just after 4 and the product will be either equal with 129 or less than 129. If we are using 2, then that will be 42 into 2, which is 84, less than 129. Now think for another. If it is 43, if we are using 3, 43 into 3, it is equal with 129. So our next digit is 3. 43 into 3, 129. Now the remainder is 0. So first we used 2 and now we use 3. So square root is 2, 3, 23. Square root of 529 is 23. You just try with many numbers, practice with many numbers how we are finding the square root. In this method, you can find the square root of a number which is not perfect square, and then result will be in decimal form. First, we are finding the numbers which is perfect square only. Now again, look on next example. Here our number is 116964. We have 6 digits. Just make the groups and place the bar from last. In last pair is 64. Before that 69 and initially 11. So we have 3 pairs. And do the same. So what is our first pair? 11. So think a number whose square is either less than or equal to 11. So it is 3. 3, 3 is a 9. Now remainder is 2. Then again bring down the next pair, 69. So here we have 269 and just add the quotient. What we have? 3 plus 3, 6. Again use the same method. Now think for any digit which can be placed just after 6 and multiply with the same digit to get either 269 or less than 269. So if we are using 2 after 6, then it is 62 multiplied with 2. 62 multiplied with 2. This is less than 269. So try with some more in place of 2. if we are using 4. 64 into 4. The result is 256. This value is nearest to 269. So our next digit is 4. So use 4 in quotient also. 64, 4 is 256. Now remainder is 13. Still we have one more pair left. So bring down that last pair. And here remainder is 13. After bringing down 64, the remainder is 1364. And divisor, in place of divisor, we have 64 and new digit was 4. So 64 plus 4, 68. So here is 68. Now again, we have same method. Use one digit after 68 and multiply with the same. If we are using 1, this is 681 multiplied with 1. If you are using 2, 682 multiplied with 2. And then check which value is nearest to 1364. So in this condition, if we are using 2, 682 multiplied with 2 equal to 1364. Equal with the remainder. So our next digit is 2. Now 682 multiplied with 2, 1364, and remainder is 0. Hence here quotient is 342. First we tried with digit 3, second our digit is 4, and in third step our digit is 2, 342. So the square root of 116964 is 342, 342. It means if we are getting remainder as 0, that number is perfect square. If remainder is not 0, that number will not be a perfect square. In this method also, we can find which number is perfect square and which is not the perfect square. In the same method, we can find square root for decimal number also. For decimal number, we have to pair the digits before decimal. Integral values. And then after decimal, we must have the pair of digits. If it is not in pair, just use 0 in last to make it in pairs. And then do the same what we did with the earlier examples. So first, in long division method, we have to make the pairs from the end and then divide as division method, and finally we'll get the square root of the number. And in this way we learned many things, how to find squares, how to find square roots, what are the properties of squares. So based on all this, you will also get some MCQ, some online assignment and some home assignment. You just practice with each module and try to build yourself. All the best. Thank you.